I'm at the Königliche Schauburg in the heart of Den Haag, and I'm with Lucy Hopkins, who's appearing here in her show, her one-woman show, Le Foulard, which I saw last night and enjoyed it very much. And it's billed as a comedy, but it wasn't so much of a comedy to me. I mean, how do you define it?
Great question. It's always been part of the package of that show is to know exactly how to manage people's expectations before they come in. I always prefer to hype the art show side of it. So people come in expecting an art show, and then as the show goes on, they discover that it's being performed by an idiot, actually, and it's an art show, and it's all part of the game of pretension of it.
Because your bill matter is art performed with love by an idiot. Are you not worried that people think that you're the idiot?
Well, I hope they do. Better to be quite clear about that, I think. I'm absolutely the idiot. I own that completely and very happily. It's the highest compliment when I call people an idiot for
why,
me.
Why is that?
It's something about, so the clown can be a really complicated word for people. For one thing, in people who, it can provoke an image of big wig, red nose, big shoes, kids' parties.
Frightening even.
And frightening.
Stephen King.
Yeah, exactly. So there's all of that, which is nothing to do with what I do anyway.
So you don't use the word clown?
It depends. If I'm speaking with theatre performance people, they understand clown as a contemporary clown is much more about presence. It's about connection with the audience and about laughing at yourself. It's about humanity, basically, letting your humanity out all the way, far too much than really would be appropriate for an interaction or a performance. And that's where it gets funny and preposterous. And that territory is my favourite.
Because there are echoes of, I don't know, Buster Keaton, Charlie Chaplin. And your background is in mime and circusy, clowny type things?
My background's in, at university I studied fine art. I always wanted to be the artist, the maker, you know? I couldn't understand the idea of being an actress, for example, solely, and performing other people's work. I always wanted to be the creator of it. I studied fine art, but it wasn't fun enough, basically.
And a lonely occupation.
And a lonely occupation, indeed. And also, there's no sort of direct feedback with the audience, and that prevents development. It can do in an artist. For me, art, all creativity, of course it's done, we benefit enormously from engaging in creative activities, but it's for people, it's for others, and we have to listen to if they like it or not, and what they like, and if we can surprise them, and how we can engage them. So live art's brilliant, because I'm getting direct feedback.
Okay, thank you for that. That was Lucy Hopkins, whose show Le Foulard is on in The Hague.